We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
At 8:45, breaking news this morning is Mayor de Blasio has dropped out of the presidential race. He made the announcement, MSNBC last hour, blaming in part the threshold needed to qualify for the debates and the timing of his campaign announcement.
I do think I started later than I would have liked. And it is this issue about when you actually run something, and something big and complex. I'm so proud to be mayor of New York City. It is the greatest city in the world. We have the lowest crime we've had since the 1950s. You know, we have pre-K for all our kids. There's a lot of things I'm very, very proud of.
De Blasio says he's going to keep fighting for working people. He said he wants to ensure that New York City remains in the vanguard of progressivism.
So now there are 19 Democrats from which to choose in the dwindling field of candidates for the Democratic nomination. Let's go to CBS News Chief Washington Correspondent Major Garrett. That very crowded field is starting to thin out. You got any thoughts about that?
Well, sure. And it was inevitable. It wasn't going to remain at this crowded level. And as the Democratic National Committee understood and built its rules to create, the debates themselves are a means of testing internally and externally whether your campaign is gaining any traction. And if you can't qualify for the stage, you're not gaining traction. You can launch whenever you want. You can go wherever you want, campaign wherever you want. The early debate thresholds were lower, but they're progressively more difficult. Not dramatically difficult, but difficult enough to winnow the field. And that's precisely what's happening. But New Yorkers must just be elated. They get their full-time mayor back. I mean, it's got to be a great day in New York, right?
Yeah. You should see the balloons falling outside the window as you speak.
Yeah, he's not the most popular of mayors. I think you're alluding to that.
Yes. I mean, whenever I travel to New York and encounters that do not start as political ones necessarily, but people may recognize me and they just volunteer. What I've heard is the number one gripe against Mayor de Blasio, that he's just not there, that even when he's there, he's not there. And he may claim legitimate credit for things that are going well in New York. But my sense of New Yorkers is they consider him, even before he was a presidential candidate, largely an absentee mayor. And I think that was part of his problem. He didn't have an ability on a national stage to point to New Yorkers and saying, see how happy they are? See how satisfied with my mayoralty they are? That's why I should be the next president of the United States. That disconnect, I think, hobbled his campaign from the very beginning.
It doesn't seem to be a lot changing, though. You have the top three. You have Biden and you have Elizabeth
Warren.
Sanders
and Warren,
and
sure.
Sanders and Warren's there in the top. That doesn't seem to be changing. There's no sign that anyone's really pulling away with this and running off with it. I know it's early, but we're not seeing that.
We're not seeing that, and that's important for a couple of structural reasons. We talked about this a little bit last week. So Biden always has had the dominant name recognition because of his association with President Obama. Will have and may forever have, we'll see, the strong base of support with not only so-called moderate Democrats, but African-American Democrats. Elizabeth Warren has run the best campaign so far. She's come the farthest and built the most momentum, not just crowd size, but polling data in the early states and nationally. Bernie Sanders is holding but not gaining, and that's a problem for the Sanders campaign. When the inevitable moment comes, when those three start dealing with each other, start attacking one another, there's going to be space for someone and not those three. Who that person is and how that person positions, Kamala Harris, Pete Buttigieg, Amy Klobuchar, Cory Booker, someone else, that will be the next phase of this campaign. Can you draft in behind the inevitable clashes that are going to come between the top three, Warren, Sanders, and Biden?
Major Garrett, not just political pundit, but also peripatetic podcaster. So what's coming up?
Oh, you got your diction and enunciation down perfectly this morning.
I was afraid I was going to blow that one.
No, you did it beautifully, beautifully. Your voice coach would be so proud. So the Interior Secretary, David Bernard, does not give many interviews. Most Trump cabinet officials do not. On the Takeout podcast, I'm glad to say we've had a higher proportion of Trump cabinet officials than any broadcast network other than Fox, because they come and they get a chance to take tough questions and give serious answers. So we talk about the reopening of the Washington Monument. That's a big deal this week for all tourists in America and internationally. But we also talk about a lot of issues at the Interior Department. Why is it selling off so many public lands? Why is that sale? Are those sales going predominantly to oil and gas and mining companies? What are your concerns, or what is your mission to deal with climate change and fossil fuels? Are you a swamp dweller, former lobbyist that worked for corporate interests, now running the Interior Department? All those issues covered in our conversation with David Bernhardt.
Major, on the mayor, and always amazing. Thanks for your time.
You got it, guys.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.